KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's partly cloudy, 67 degrees in Atlantic. We look for partly cloudy skies here today with a high of 85. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV Satellite Systems dealer, located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. In the news this hour, the Sierra Club of Iowa is joining other environmental groups in calling for the Omaha Public Power District to close its coal-fired power plant north of Omaha. The groups claim pollution from the plant is responsible for 14 deaths in the area every year, as well as 22 heart attacks and 240 asthma attacks. OPPD Vice President Tim Burke said the plant is running within all guidelines.
We are within all operating parameters of the EPA, and obviously with the Department of Environmental Quality at State of Nebraska, with the City of Omaha, we essentially have been within all operating limits.
He says the plant just across the Missouri River from Iowa is under constant surveillance.
I think it's really important that there are specific monitors that are managed by Douglas County Health near the plant that measures ambient air quality, and those ambient air quality essentially measurements are well below the national ambient air quality standard.
The Sierra Club of Iowa is working with the Clean Air Task Force and the Malcolm X Foundation in demanding the plant's closure.
We're not going to shut that plant down, but I will tell you that the EPA is looking at other regulations in the future that may require us to look at changes in that plant. And so we are currently evaluating what those changes may look like.
The North Omaha coal-fired plant isn't used much, Burke said, and it's essentially a reserve plant for high peak usage times during the summer. Once the idled Fort Calhoun nuclear power plant is running again, he said the coal plant will be used even less. News time is 8:02.
Summer's finally here. Come into the TV store in Atlantic and find out what's new.
We've got the complete line of 2013 Sony TVs, ranging from 32 all the way up to our huge 70-inch with built-in 3D. Bundle it with one of the latest Sony Blu-ray players or surround sound systems.
We also have the latest smartphones from Verizon Wireless, including the iPhone 5 and the Samsung Galaxy S4 with an incredible 13-megapixel camera and infrared remote control.
And don't forget, the TV store is your locally owned Dish Network retailer. Get hooked up with a Hopper DVR system and never have to watch another commercial again. The TV store is locally owned and takes pride in providing top-notch customer service. We take time to make sure you know how to use that new phone or TV. And we do all of our own Dish installs, so you don't have to worry about a stranger coming to your house.
So come see us today and get more at the TV store. We're located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic, or give us a call at 712-243-3032.
In area news from over the weekend, Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers reported Saturday the arrest Friday evening of 37-year-old Jason William McCollum. McCollum, who's from Clarinda, was taken into custody on a charge of possession of a drug paraphernalia device believed to be used for smoking marijuana. McCollum was arrested at his residence located in the 300 block of North 20th Street. Officers were originally summoned to the home after McCollum called Clarinda 911 to report a disturbance at the home involving some intoxicated guests who McCollum wanted to leave. McCollum was taken into custody without incident and transported to the Page County Jail, where he was being held over the weekend on a $300 cash bond pending an initial court appearance. Members of the City of Atlantic's Park and Recreation Board will hold their regular monthly meeting this evening in the gazebo at the East Ridge Park. During the session, which begins at 5:15, the board will receive updates from Parks and Rec Director Roger Herring on the Schilberg Recreation Area Campground, reconstruction of the Sunnyside Park tennis courts, the Park Maintenance Building construction project, the boat ramp near the wastewater treatment plant, summer recreation programs, and the Trees Forever Dog Park. The board will also discuss holding a special meeting on June 25th for end-of-year fiscal bill paying. The Griswold School District's Board of Education will hold their regular monthly meeting this evening in the Central Office Boardroom at the Middle School High School building beginning at 5:30. During that session, the board will receive information pertaining to reading recovery and hear a presentation from Messina Telephone. They're also expected to discuss and then act on school lunch prices, the appointment of Level 1 and Level 2 child abuse investigators, their legislative priorities, registration fees, mileage compensation, auto and property insurance, a sharing agreement for swimming and diving, the high school drill and dance team, along with negotiations, fuel bids, technology support, and various board policies. And members of the Elkhorn-Kimbleton School District's Board of Education will also hold a regular monthly meeting this evening at the high school in Elkhorn. Action items on the agenda for that 7 p.m. session is the purchasing of school buses and an SUV, busing students for whole grade sharing, and approval of changes to the school calendar for the 2013-2014 school year. The board is also expected to act on contracts with Kim Wickersham for the middle school math position and special education teacher Kim Linen, and they'll consider and possibly act on the transferring of funds from the general fund into the activity fund for the yearbook account if there is a negative balance at the end of June. The next regular meeting of the school board takes place on July the 15th. A Vietnam War veteran on Saturday received numerous medals he had never earned, or rather that he had earned but never received during his following his tour of duty. Iowa Republican Congressman Steve King from Kyron presented the medals to Robert Rolfson of Early. Rolfson served in the Army as a pilot and warrant officer. Among the nine medals that Rolfson received was the Distinguished Flying Cross, Bronze Star, Air Medal with numeral 58, the Vietnam Service Medal with Bronze Stars, and the National Defense Service Medal. An Iowa fire official is headed to Kosovo for an exchange about disaster preparedness. Assistant Sioux City Fire Chief Jim Clark is scheduled to be in the Balkans this week. Clark is part of a three-person team dispatched to the Balkans to help Kosovo prepare for disasters. He'll spend the week interviewing Kosovo officials, and he says he's excited to learn what the country east of the Adriatic Sea can teach him. Clark served as one of Sioux City's flood recovery leaders during and after the historic Missouri River flood in 2011. As a firefighter, he responded to the deadly United Airlines Flight 232 crash that took place July 19, 1989, at the Sioux Gateway Airport. Firefighters have rescued two children and helped two adults flee a Davenport apartment blaze. The fire began around 2:15 a.m. Sunday in one of the first floor units of a two-story building that has eight apartments. District Chief Robert Minert said that firefighters carried two children to safety and used ladders to help two adults get down from the second floor as smoke had blocked the exits. There were no injuries reported. Minert said the fire is considered suspicious because it was in a vacant unit. A fire has followed a small explosion at a processing plant in northeastern Iowa. Allamaquia County Emergency Management Coordinator Chris Dahlstrom said the blast occurred right around 2:20 this morning. He said the fire is out and the state fire marshal's office has been called in to investigate. It's not clear whether anyone was injured by the explosion or fire at the Norplex Micarta plant. Also in state news, more than 100 victims of the 2008 Iowa floods could receive buyouts well above their property's assessed value before the disaster struck. An investigation by the Des Moines Register shows that some of the buyouts are more than $1 million above their pre-flood assessments. Property owners in Cedar Rapids received the higher payouts after appealing the city's appraised values and paying for their own private assessment with a licensed appraiser. Despite sometimes wide disparities in appraised values, the newspaper found that those private assessments were generally accepted by the city and state officials without question or without an independent review. Cedar Rapids Mayor Ron Corbett defended the city's actions, saying city staff relied on the work of a contracted company, ProSource Technologies, to present them with the final buyout offers. Iowa City has reopened North Dubuque Street after flooding forced it to close, but officials are asking motorists to use caution along the heavily traveled road. The city announced on Sunday that a receding Iowa River has allowed the city to reopen Dubuque Street between Foster Road and Park Road. However, motorists are still asked to use caution because of a previously scheduled construction project. Iowa DOT crews have closed the westbound off-ramp of Dubuque Street for the construction along Interstate 80. Officials suggest that drivers use the First Avenue exit from I-80 as a detour. The eastbound on-ramp from Dubuque Street to I-80 is now open. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, Iran's new president is vowing to follow a path of moderation. Hassan Rouhani spoke today at his first news conference since his surprise victory in Friday's presidential election. There have been messages from Western leaders since then that have brought a new hope of better relations with Tehran, but the country's policies are still directed by the ruling clerics. British Prime Minister David Cameron says he's not about to start commenting on security or intelligence issues. Today at the G8 summit in Northern Ireland, Cameron was asked about a report in the Guardian newspaper that Britain's eavesdropping agency repeatedly has hacked into foreign diplomats' phones and emails at UK-hosted international conferences. President Obama is scheduled to hold a one-on-one meeting today with British Prime Minister David Cameron, as well as Russia's president and Italy's prime minister, on the sidelines of the G8 summit in Northern Ireland. Earlier today, Obama spoke to a group of young people in Belfast, telling them the terms of peace may be negotiated by political leaders, but the fate of peace is up to each of us. It's been 15 years since the peace accords between the Catholics and Protestants. The U.S. and Cuba are resuming talks this week on restarting direct mail service. The U.S. officials and diplomats from both countries and postal representatives will meet in Washington tomorrow and Wednesday for talks aimed at ending a 50-year suspension in direct mail between the U.S. and the communist island. And police in Chicago are investigating shootings that left six people dead in what the Chicago Sun-Times is calling the most violent weekend of the year in the city. Officials say the youngest victim was 15. He died yesterday. Police officials tell the newspaper that there were more shootings during the same period last year, and there have also been fewer murders so far this year than any year since the mid-1960s in the Windy City. News time is 8:11.
Honey, don't forget, Jesse from the TV store is coming to install Dish today.
Oh, yeah. When's he going to be here? Between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m.?
No, he's actually supposed to be here right... The TV store is your locally owned, authorized Dish retailer. They provide superior customer service and know how to be on time. Jesse and Al are their only installers, so you know who's going to be coming to your house, not some stranger from the city. At the TV store, your local authorized Dish retailer, you get all the same deals that you would get by calling the 1-800 number without automated systems or hold times. And yes, they have the hopper. If you're fed up with your current television provider or want to know about the latest technologies Dish has to offer, go check out the TV store, your local authorized Dish retailer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic, or give them a call at 243-3032. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
In the funeral announcements, Enid Wilson, age 95, of Elliott, died Thursday at the Carroll Health Center. Funeral services for Enid Wilson will be this morning at 10 o'clock at the Nelson Boylan Lorette Funeral Chapel in Red Oak. Marlene Hoover, age 71, of Atlantic, died June the 7th. Memorial services for Marlene Hoover will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the First Baptist Church in Elkhorn. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Oliver Wayne Simmons, age 72, of Guthrie Center, died Thursday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Oliver Simmons will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Bob Rogers, age 89, of Cumberland, died Tuesday at Iowa Methodist in Des Moines. Celebration of Life Fellowship and Luncheon for Bob Rogers will be held beginning at noon on Saturday at the Cumberland Community Center. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. And Edna Lorman, age 100, of Manila, died Sunday in Denison. Services for Edna Lorman are currently pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Manila. Our news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV satellite systems dealer, located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Henson reporting.